Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace, blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. My name is Samih Al-Khattari, and engineering for us for today, Brother Usama Al-Bwan. And inshallah, we are hosting you in this program, and we are having different segments in this program, meaning of Muslim names, translations of Arabic anashid, as well as the drama stories of the pious. And today, inshallah, we are having a new drama story from the stories of the pious, the story of Ashabul Jannah. It's mentioned in the Quran, of course. And then we are also starting a program, usually learning some of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, some of the masnoon du'a, some of the ma'thur du'a of the Sahaba, the tabi'een, the pious people, as well as some of the du'as of the Qur'an. Also, we sometimes learn from the Qur'an some of the ad'iyah, some of the du'as from the Noble Qur'an. Very important to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهَ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. The one who doesn't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will be displeased with this person. Why? Because he's not asking Allah, he's not depending upon Allah. While Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, إذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. If you ask, ask Allah. If you seek help, seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dua or the hadith that we are speaking about for today is also from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's a dua that Rasulullah used to recite it often. The dua starts with اللهم إني أسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لي وترحمني وإذا أردت فتنة بقوم فتوفني غير مفتون وأسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربني إلى حبك. Very beautiful indeed, and many beautiful meanings also in this wonderful dua. اللهم إني أسألك فعل الخيرات. Oh Allah, I ask you to do all the good, all the types of good. وَتَرْكَ الْمُنْكَرَاتِ. And I ask you to avoid, to help me to avoid all the munkarat, all the shameless deeds, all the actions that is displeasing to you. وَحُبَّ الْمَسَاكِينَ. And I ask you also the love of the masakeen, the love of the poor people, the love of the needy people. وَأَنْ تَغْفِرَ لِي. And I ask you, Ya Allah, to grant me maghfira, to forgive my sins. وَتَرْحَمَنِي. And to have mercy upon me. وَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ فِتْنَةً وَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ فِتْنَةَ قَوْمٍ. And if you will some fitna, some tribulation to a certain people, then فَتَوَفَّنِي غَيْرَ مَفْتُونَ. Oh Allah, take my life without being falling into that tribulation or falling into that fitna. وَأَسْأَلُكَ حُبَّكَ. And I ask you your love, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكَ. And I ask you the love of those people who are loving you. وَحُبَّ عَمَلٍ يُقَرِّبُنِي إِلَىٰ حُبِّكَ. And I ask you the love of any amal, any action, any deeds that will make me closer to your love. Very beautiful dua indeed. Let's read it once again. اللهم إني أسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لي وترحمني وإذا أردت فتنة بقوم فتوفني غير مفتون وأسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربني إلى حبك.
عينيك قلوب الورى إذا دمع عينيك يوما جرى وهل ترحم الحامل المستضام ذئاب الفلا وأسود الشرى. أتحن عليك قلوب الورى إذا دمع عينيك يوما جرى. أتحن عليك قلوب الورى إذا دمع عينيك يوما جرى. وهل ترحم الحامل المستضام ثياب الفلا.
The melodious voice of Tariq Jabir singing this wonderful nasheed, تَحْنُ عَلَيْكَ قُلُوبُ الْوَرَى إِذَا دَمُ عَيْنَيْكَ يَوْمًا جَرَى وَهَلْ تَرْحَمُ الْحَمَلَ الْمُصْطَدَامَ ذِئَابُ الْفَلَى وَأُسُودُ الشَّرَى وَمَاذَا يَنَالُ الضَّعِيفَ الذَّلِيلَ سِوَى أَنْ يُحَقَّرَ أَوْ يُزْدَرَى فَكُنْ يَابِسَ الْعُودِ صُلْبَ الْقَنَاةِ قَوِيَّ الْمِرَاسِ مَتِينَ الْعُرَى. Very beautiful nasheed indeed. And don't forget, you can recommend your favorite nasheeds to be translated in this program by calling 011-854-1548. 248, and our engineer will be taking your request, inshallah. This Nasheed in the background says, will the hearts of people be sympathizing with you when your tears flow down? Do you think the wolves and lions in the jungle may sympathize with the weak prey? It is sad to say that the weak is being oppressed and humiliated. So be strong and tough and don't fall under oppression.
كن كاسرا قبل أن تكسرا ولا تتعلل ببغي البغاة وكن كاسرا قبل أن تكسرا إذا كنت ترجو كبار الأمور فأعذب لها همة أكبرا أتحن عليك قلوب الورى إذا دمع عينيك يوما ترى أتحن عليك قلوب الورى إذا دمع عينيك يوما جرى وهل ترحم الحامل المستضام ذئاب الفلا أسود الشرى طريق العلا أبدا للأمام فويحاك هل ترجع.
If you want to achieve great matters, then you would need to prepare for these great matters, a resolve and willpower. Indeed, the way of nobility is when you move forward, not when you turn back upon your heel.
وسأمحو رجس الصيون انتظريني انتظريني يا قدسا منتظريني سأزيل سدودا وقيودا وسأمحو رجس الصيون يا قدس أنا ابن الأحرار الأرض الذل أو العار يا قدس أنا ابن الأحرار الأرض الذل أو العار قسما
The second nasheed in our list for today, انتظريني انتظريني يا قدساه انتظريني سأزيل سدودا وقيودا وسأمحو رجس الصهيون. Await for me, O Quds, I will certainly come and remove the obstacles and borders and eradicate the oppression of the Zionists. O Quds, I am the son of the freemen, I shall never accept humiliation and shame. I take an oath by Allah the Most Merciful, I will stand for you and for my faith.
وسنمضي في إثرك طه للنصر طريقك يهديني وسنمضي في إثرك طه للنصر طريقك يهديني انتظريني انتظريني يا قدسا انتظريني.
The Nasheed Gufa then says, the life of glory we chose and the alleys of honor we shall walk upon, and the footsteps of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon the footsteps of Rasulullah we shall move forward for victory. We are coming no matter the thorns and obstacles in our way, and we shall irrigate your land with the water of nobility and fly in your skies, and in my heart the love of Palestine.
وبقلبي حب فلسطين
All right, these are some of the anasheed requested by some of our listeners, and right now, inshallah, we will be moving forward to the drama Stories of the Pious, and today, inshallah, we're having a new story from the Stories of the Pious, the story of Ashabul Jannah. We'll listen to it, inshallah, then after that, we'll be having the meaning of Muslim names.
Hassan, bring another bunch of fruit and take this basket to our poor neighbor Abdullah. You know that he's sick and he couldn't come to take his share of our charity.
With pleasure, my father. I would be very happy.
That's too much, father. You're giving a lot to the poor people. You're wasting our efforts.
Yes, father. We deserve these fruits. To sell it and make a profit and have more gardens.
No, my dear sons. Allah blessed us because we give to the poor people. He increases our profits when we give. The money will not be reduced because of our charity, but it will be even more blessed. And if we stop giving, Allah will deprive us of many blessings. Don't you see all these welfare and fruits? Have a look, sons. Isn't enough we take our needs along the year and we get profit too? Be careful, my sons. Allah made a right for the poor people in our wealth. And if we ignore this, we will not prosper. And Allah will be displeased with us.
But if you sell all these fruits, we will have many gardens.
I prefer to give the poor people. Come, sons. Take this fruit basket to Hamdan, the blind man. Go now, my son.
Alas, our father is wasting the fruits on poor people.
Shh! Obey your father, brothers. It's his garden, and he is free to do what he wish with his wealth. Like this, he won't leave for us anything to inherit.
I wonder for how long our father will waste our fruits. We plant, we look after it, we irrigate it, and harvest even. And the poor people just take from it without doing anything.
While they are resting at home, what can we do? Let's go.
Hamdan, open, Hamdan. Our father sent for you this basket.
Thank you, sons. May Allah reward you and bless you. Give my greetings to your kind father.
Wasn't half of this basket enough?
Shh, lower your voice. He will hear us.
So what? Lazy people must feel embarrassed.
Here is it, Uncle Abdullah. Your share of our garden's fruit.
May Allah bless you, son, and feed you and your father from the fruits of Jannah. Give my thanks to your father.
This was a tough day.
It has to be. We've just finished harvesting one part of the garden, then distributed all to the poor.
Have you finished, sons?
Yes, father. If you had seen Uncle Hamdan's pleasure, he made a lot of dua for you.
Why doesn't he do that? Didn't he take a basket full of the best fruits in the town without any efforts?
Allah is the source of these blessings. Be thankful by your tongue and by your actions too, by helping the poor people and giving them their shares from the charity.
Hassan, Muhsin, what happened?
What happened?
Hurry up. Your father is very sick.
Huh? You two go to him and I'll go bring the doctor. I will catch up with you later.
My sons, I have gathered you today for an important reason. And maybe I will not live till tomorrow. Dear sons, I recommend you to help the poor people. Our welfare and fruits are from Allah. And I told you before about the source of prosperity, which is to give charity. Don't forget the sons, and don't ever be separated. Be one hand always, so that Allah will help you. This is my advice for you.
We promise you, Father.
Yes, we promise you.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
May Allah have mercy upon your father. He was such a kind man.
The fruits of this garden are ripe. We can collect it now. This is the best time.
No, not today. We'll collect it tomorrow.
Why tomorrow? Today is a very beautiful sunny day.
We said tomorrow. Let's hurry up and close the garden. Can't you see how many poor people there are around us?
Why do we fear the poor coming? Didn't we promise our father to give them their shares? We're still in the first week of the harvest, which will be going all to the poor.
Never! I will not allow this as long as I am alive.
What? Do you know what this means? You will prevent the blessings of Allah from coming to us. And Allah will be displeased with us. I'm warning you. and Allah will be displeased with us.
We will discuss this at home. Hurry up and let's go.
Hey, poor people. Today we are tired. You can go away and come another day.
Close the gate tightly, man. I don't want anybody to enter.
Come out, Uncle Salim. Come. Don't forget to come and take your share tomorrow.
Let's go, Mohsin. No time to waste with him.
Your brother will make big trouble for us.
I hope he understands.
Huh. I have prepared a list of all the poor in our area. Our father used to give them fruits.
Are you crazy? What are you doing? Give me this paper.
But we promised our father...
Listen, Mohsin. We've heard enough. It's time now for our garden to be only ours. We can't waste the fruits on poor people the way our father did.
But listen, my brothers. If we do that, we may lose everything. And then Allah will be displeased with us.
No, we will not give the poor anything. And you will swear to this.
I will not swear to anything which will displease Allah.
Don't be a loser, brother. And listen carefully. We will collect all the fruits and sell them. And every one of us will take his own share. And he can buy his own garden even. Then you can do whatever you wish with your own garden.
Are you trying to deceive me?
No. When you have your own garden, you can spend it how you like.
Come on, brother. Let's do it. We will all swear on this. We will move early in the morning at dawn time.
Then we will collect all the fruits and not distribute it to the poor.
But wait.
No buts. You will swear, Mohsin. You will swear.
Remember our brother. Our father told us not to dispute and to be always one hand. We swear.
Okay, I will swear. But you promised to give me the money to buy my own garden so that I can help the poor.
We swear.
Wake up, brothers. Wake up. Don't be lazy. The sun is about to rise. We must hide and go to the garden before the poor people awake and go there.
We mustn't let anyone feel us.
We're getting closer.
We must close the gates of the garden very well so that no one enters.
Ah, what is this? Where is our garden?
Huh? Impossible! I think it's still ahead of us. No doubt. We have lost our way. This can't be our garden. It's just burnt trees.
This is our garden, brothers. This is our garden. Allah became displeased with us. We were tested, and He deprived us of His blessings.
What? That means all our dreams and efforts were lost?
It's Allah's punishment. Allah prevented us His blessings when we intended not to keep the poor from the fruits, like our fathers used to give.
You are right, Mohsin. You are right. We were indeed losers.
We have mistreated the poor. Indeed, we were mistaken.
أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ لَوْ لَا تُسَبِّحُونَ Let's repent to Allah and ask His forgiveness and glorify Him. His doors are always open.
سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ We repent to you, Ya Allah. Indeed, we were among the wrongdoers.
Please forgive us, Ya Allah. Please forgive us.
We promise to give to the poor from the charity. Asa Rabbuna ayyub dilana khayran minna. Inna ila Rabbina raghibun.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إنا بلوناهم كما بلونا أصحاب الجنة إذ أقسموا ليصرمنها مصبحين ولا يستثنون فطاف عليها طائف من ربك وهم نائمون فأصبحت كالصريم فتنادوا مصبحين أن اغدوا على حرفكم إن كنتم صارمين فانطلقوا وهم يتخافتون ألا يدخلنها اليوم عليكم مسكين وغدوا على حرد قادرين فلما رأوها قالوا إنا لضالون بل نحن محرومون قال أوسطهم ألم أقل لكم لولا تسبحون قالوا سبحان ربنا إنا كنا ظالمين فأقبل بعضهم على بعض يتلاومون قالوا يا ويلنا إنا كنا طاغين عسى ربنا أن يبدلنا خيرا منها إنا إلى ربنا راغبون كذلك العذاب ولعذاب الآخرة أكبر لو كانوا يعلمون
Radio Islam signed a code of conduct with the BCCSA. Under that code, we are committed to news that is accurate, comment that is fair, and programs that are not harmful to children. Does not amount to hate speech, the description of gratuitous violence, or explicit sex. If you think we are not living up to that code, inform the BCCSA. Direct any complaints in writing to BCCSA, PO Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024. Email bccsa@napsa.co.za. Please note our new address and telephone numbers. Block number 8, Burnside Island Office Park, 410 Jan Smuts Avenue, Craig Hall 2196. Telephone number 011-326-3130. Fax number 011-326-3197. For more information, visit bccsa.co.za.
At Pick and Pay, you'll save this week on Omo Auto Washing Powder, 2 kg, or Concentrated Liquid, 1.4 litre, or Capsules, 16s, at 44.90 each. Pick and Pay, 2-ply toilet tissue assorted, 9s, 39.90 each. Cuddlers, newborn or comfort, disposable nappies, value pack, assorted at 97.90. Pick and Pay, green, yellow, or red apples, 1 kg, buy any 3 for 25 rand. Pick and Pay, strawberries, 400 grams, buy 2 for 50 rands. And with Brand Match now checking 2,000 branded grocery items, your trolley may cost less with us, but never more. It's called Brand Match. It's only at Pick and Pay. T's and C's apply. Prices valid 13 to 16 August.
Agilitize yourself with a Mangwanani spa treatment on the 15th of August at Shiraz Auto's exclusive Saturday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. All cars booked in for a service will be eligible for a complimentary Mangwanani treatment at the dealership. Hurry, limited to 16 bookings only. Purchase any new or certified pre-owned vehicle on Agility Finance and receive a complimentary Mangwanani treatment. All Mobilo and Service Care plans extended as well as tire insurance underwritten will also qualify for a complimentary Mangwanani treatment. Our exciting new V-Class as well as the latest range of Mercedes-Benz cars with Agility offers will be on display. Terms and conditions apply and limited treatment sessions available at Shiraz Auto exclusive Saturday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. on 15th of August 2015, Kanaprocha Avenue and Nirvana Drive, Lanasia. Call 011-213-1100 for more information.
A world-renowned Nasheed reciter, Qari Ihsan Mohsin Qasmi of India, will grace the shores of South Africa as a special guest of Madrasa Ziaul Badr for a month-long tour in August, inshallah. Madrasa Ziaul Badr, in conjunction with Spiritual Cause, will be hosting an array of fundraising dinners and masajid programs across South Africa. For further information, call Kari Musa Siddat on 083-786-4221.
Santac, Radio Islam satellite signal provider, has once again changed our decoder settings. We have in place a dual frequency connection period, which means that both the old and new settings will work until the 31st of August 2015. As of the 1st of September 2015, your decoder will only work with the new settings. Under the circumstances, retuning may be done by the following. Oneself, using the DIY instructions on our website, www.radioislam.org.za. Bring your decoder in for retuning at Radio Islam's offices from Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in Lanasia, 35 Kuku Avenue. Phone our call center during office hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on 011-854-7022 and receive instructions on how to retune your decoder. If you are tuning your decoder on your own, you will require a TV monitor. Our technical team will be visiting different areas throughout South Africa. In the Gauteng province, our team will be in Bertrams on Thursday, the 13th of August. 58 Kimberley Road, contact number 083-452-4835. In Houghton, on Friday, the 14th of August, Masjid al-Furqan, contact number 074-034-7860. In Marlborough, on Saturday, the 15th of August, 5 Islamabad Drive, contact number 082-855-2677. Technicians for the Gauteng region, Ibrahim Shah, 079-138-4961. Molana Ibrahim Pirali, 074-034-7860. Abdul Haq Panchpai, 074-786-7860. Safwan Khan, 061-257-5789.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome back to our program Jannah. Right now, inshallah, we'll be discussing the meaning of Muslim names. You can call us directly on the number 011-854-1548. We will give you this time, inshallah, where you can ask all your questions related to Muslim names. And inshallah, we'll try to help you and give you the meaning of these names. Engineering for us for today, brother Osama Radwan, who will be handling your calls, inshallah, and putting you through. The number to dial 011-854-1548. The email is onair@radioislam.co.za. It's onair@radioislam.co.za. And inshallah, we wish that you come on air and ask all your questions directly. And don't forget that when you come on air, please make your radio soft and listen to us just from the telephone so that we can listen to your questions properly without any echo. We have the first caller online. Let's take the first call. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Yes, sister. What's your question?
The name of Inez.
Sorry, say the name again.
Inez, I-N-E-Z. And Lana, is there such a name as Lana for a girl?
Yes, Lana is a male name and it means lenient and tender. As for the first one, it's Inez. Is it Inez?
Yeah.
Well, there is Inez with a S at the end, Inez, which means attention, love, affection, love, and also refers to the one who's a good companion. That's Inez with a S. With a Z, it's a very strange name. We'll try to find some origin to that name with a Z, that ends with a Z.
Inshallah. And Lana is a boy's name.
Lana is a girl's name.
Oh, girl. And is it a good name?
It's okay name. We can keep it.
Oh, okay. Exactly.
Right.
Assalamu
alaikum. Okay, alaikum salam. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Yes, I'm listening to for, you are calling from? Where are you calling us from?
Lanasia.
What's your question?
Is it Abdullah or Abdullah?
It's Abdullah, and also it depends on the position of it in the sentence. Sometimes it can be Abdullah or Abdullah. It depends on the position of the word in the sentence, but if you're pronouncing it alone, it's Abdullah.
Okay.
It's something related to grammars, okay? Grammars of the Arabic language. Both are correct. Abdullah and Abdullah, both are correct.
Okay.
All right. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum. Some of the Arabic names, the pronunciation of it changes, or the end of the pronunciation, the end of the letters, the harakat, or towards the end of the letters of the words, it changes depending on the position of the words in the sentence. So if you say, Ya Abdullah, Ya and Zahaba Abdullah, and so on. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Yes, sister, where are you calling us from?
I've got three names for little boys. If you can just tell me which is the best name to keep, it's Abdullah, Muhammad, and Yusha.
Right. The first one, Abdullah, means servant of Allah.
Yes.
And it's a good name, of course. Excellent name. The other one is Muhammad, also very good name. Excellent name. A name of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And Yusha?
And Yusha is also a prophet name, which means Allah is my salvation, or God is my salvation. The first one, Abdullah, comes first as the best name. Then after that comes the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the name Yusha. And all of them are very good names.
Jazakallah so much.
Jazakallah khair.
Okay.
Alaykum salam. Let's, okay, our engineer is still busy taking the calls. 011-854-1548. Please call us directly and ask your questions related to names. And we are having actually a few minutes before we end our program. We'll be ending after 5 minutes or so, inshallah. So please call us and ask your questions related to names. Next call, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
In connection with me.
Yeah, what's the name?
Look, basically, I didn't want a name in particular. I wanted to know how the Arabs addressed the grandfathers and the grandmothers.
What do you mean, how did they address them?
Like, I know it's Jiddu or Jiddutun or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, instead of calling them Dada, Dadi, Nana, Nani, how can one call the grandfather and grandfather?
Yeah, they in Arabic they call them with the titles. Ya Jaddi means my grandfather or my grandfather. Ya Jaddati or my grandmother. In some Arabic cultures they also call them father and mother. So instead of calling them Ya Jaddi, they say Ya Abi. And also instead of calling the mother the grandmother Ya Jaddati, they call her Ya Ummi. Just a little bit of differences from country to country, but that's the main classical Arabic, Ya Jaddi, Ya Jaddati.
And that refers to both the paternal and maternal?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Right?
Jazakallah
khair. Okay. We have another caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, brother. What's your question?
I just want to find out the name Amir Sarfaraz.
Amir Sarfaraz. It's two names here. First one, the name Amir, which means prince. It's a good name. Amir means prince. And it can be kept alone. The name Amir alone, it means prince. It's a good name for boys. Then the other name, Sarfaraz, which is a Persian name. I'm not sure of the meaning. We'll try and get you some details about this name, Sarfaraz. But it looks like a Muslim name, Sarfaraz. Yeah. Right? Jazakallah khair. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Let's take the next one. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, I'm listening.
What's the meaning of Nuha?
Nuha. It's a good name. It's not Nuha. It's Nuha. Just Nuha. It's mentioned in the Quran. Inna fi dhalika la ayatin li ulil Nuha. Which means mindful people, mindful person. Nuha, person who was mindful and intelligent. And it's a good name to be kept for girls.
Okay. Jazakallah.
Right. Jazakallah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sister. Yes, sister, what's your question?
What is the meaning of Naim?
Naim means Naim means one who is happy, pleased, one who enjoys living in a luxurious life. Also, Naim refers to Jannah.
Jazakallah
khair. Sorry about that, brother. Now, we have a name, or the name Sarfaraz that was asked just now. The name Sarfaraz, it's a Persian name, means a person who is in a high place or high position. That's Sarfaraz, noble person, honorable person, a person who is in a lofty position. That's Sarfaraz for boys. The name Muhammad Sa'd, is two names here. Muhammad Sa'd. Muhammad means the praiseworthy, and Sa'd means fortunate, happy, pleased. And it's the name of Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. You can keep the name Sa'd. So Muhammad Sa'd also is a good name. Can this name together can be kept as well. Muhammad Sa'd, or Muhammad alone, or Sa'd alone. So Muhammad Sa'd is a good name for boys and recommended. We have another call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, sister.
I just wanted to find out the name of Ariana.
Ariana. It's, if you pronounce it with a ayn, it means naked. If you pronounce it with a A, Ariana, it's referring to the Aryan race, and it has some other origins as well. This name, but I'm just saying the Arabic name of it. But it's not very common name to be giving the children.
Jazakallah.
Right. Jazakallah.
Assalamualaikum.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, I'm listening. What's your question?
What's the meaning of the name Nu'aym?
Nu'aym is a diminutive of Na'im, which also means happy and pleased. And Na'im also refers to Jannah. It refers to the person who's living a luxurious life.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Jazakallah khair. All right. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Are you there? Okay, the next one. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, I'm listening.
What's your... Speaking with Safiya.
Yes, Safiya, what's your question?
I'd like to know the meaning of Tahira.
Tahira.
She...
Tahira is a good name for girls, and Tahira means purified and clean and virtuous, and Tahira is, of course, a good name and can be kept for girls.
Okay, and so what is the meaning of Safiya?
Safiya means pure, and also Safiya means the person who is virtuous as well.
Okay. Jazakallah so much, Polana.
I mean, Jazakallah khair, all right? Let's take the next. Okay, we don't have any more calls. The name Ariana that was just asked earlier on, it's also from Italian origin of it, and it means most holy. And that's Ariana. It's more common as a non-Muslim name. Let's take the last call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. The name Yusha. I didn't get the meaning.
Yeah, Yusha means God is my salvation.
And the girl is their name Sufia.
Yeah, Sufia. If you pronounce it Sufia, it have different origins, this name. Sufia can mean, in Arabic, it can mean the people who put or dress the wool, and refers metaphorically to those people who are devoted, the Sufi people. And also, Sufia, in Greek language, it means the person who is wise.
Oh, shukr, alhamdulillah.
All right. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, do you have other callers, Osama? One last call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Hi, sir. Okay, good. Dropped. Sorry about that. Other calls, Osama? Next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. What's your question, brother?
Alhamdulillah. The name Ruwaishi.
Ruwaifa.
Yes, Ruwaishi, a dog.
Ruwaifi.
Aywa.
Yeah, there is Ruwaifa actually, but the pronunciation of Ruwaifa, the Ayn, some of the people who are not speaking Arabic, they don't pronounce the Ayn, so they pronounce Ruwaifi, while it's Ruwaifa. So the proper is Ruwaifa, which is a good name, and it refers to a person from noble family.
Noble family.
Yes, it's a Dominican. I'm not sure if there is a Sahabi by this name, but it's the name, and it's a common name as well, Ruwaifa, which means a person from noble family. It's a diminutive of Rafia as well.
Oh,
people pronounce Rafia, Rafi, but its a proper pronunciation is Rafia, and the diminutive is Ruwaifa.
Oh, Jazakallah.
Jazakallah khair, okay. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's take the... Okay. We finish with the calls. My engineer gave me a sign that he's finished, he's tired. Okay, me too. Let's end the program here. Jazakumullah khairan for listening to the Jannah program. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruk wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.